This is another Red FM podcast. And remember, if you enjoyed this episode, for more podcasts, check out redextra.ie. It's full of great Red FM content.
So you are listening to the Voice of Cork Youth miniseries. I am Emer Omani at The Life Hustle. And in this series, we have been shining a spotlight on some young people in our city and county that we think are really interesting, incredible trailblazers who we think deserve to share their stories. And today in the studio, I am joined by a young woman who was the youngest ever participant to take part in the Sky Arts Portrait Artist of the Year. This is Jean O'Riordan. Jean, welcome to the studio.
Thank you.
That's a really big deal, isn't it?
Yeah.
You know, when you hear that, you know, like you were the youngest person to ever participate. It's such a great show, actually. Mm. It's really, really good to watch. So just for our listeners, give us a little bit about your background. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
So obviously I kind of have like a huge interest in like art and all those things. Like I'm always looking at art on my phone and all those things. I love music and I used to be like rowing a lot. Oh,
did you row as well?
Yeah, I did, yeah.
Because we had Holly Davis on as
from
well.
Shandon.
That's amazing. Yeah. And do you still row?
No, I stopped like last year, I think.
Okay. Wow, lovely thing to do. Really cool sport to be involved in. Wow.
Yeah.
And what age are you?
I'm 17.
And are you in school at the moment?
Yeah, I'm in fifth year in Bruce College. So,
okay,
yeah.
So this is a big year.
Yeah.
Okay, not too big, but...
No, it's all right.
So when did you first realise that your love and talent for kind of painting and drawing was there? Or was there any one particular medium of art that you were drawn to more?
I think like I've always kind of loved art. So it's like kind of hard to like know because like I would always be like drawing when I was small.
Okay.
And things like that.
Is anyone in your family, like did you... have art around you growing up?
Yeah, actually, like a lot of my family members would have been kind of like interested in art. So
okay.
It kind of would have been cool.
It was like a natural thing for you, so.
And with the medium, like I think like I've always loved like pencils and things like that. But then I caught on to like the Copic markers, which I used on the show.
So what are they?
They're like alcohol based markers. So like they're really good for like blending and everything like that. So I really like to use them.
You're talking to somebody now who has no clue. So this is really fascinating to me.
Yeah.
And what, Jean, inspired you to enter the Sky Arts Portrait TV show? Like what was your entry and why did you go for it?
Like we were always watching the show because it's like really interesting and I love the show. And I saw a call for entries online when I was just like Googling or whatever.
The old power of the internet.
Yeah, exactly. So I just clicked on it. And what you had to do is you had to enter like a self-portrait and you had to write about it and write about yourself.
Oh, so you had to back it up with the background.
Yeah. Story. So you had to write like a good bit about it or like, I don't remember it exactly. You had to like write about your portrait and then also like why you were entering and things like that.
Okay.
And you could enter like more examples of your work and everything like that. And I don't remember what else I entered, but like,
and is the portrait that you put in to enter it, is that the one that I've seen on your Instagram account?
Yeah.
It's like a double...
Oh, no, that's one actually that I'm entering for this year's one.
It's like, oh, really? Wow.
I'm entering again.
Oh. That's amazing. I was to ask you more about that in a minute. Now, you had already entered and done very well. You won in the Texaco National competition as well.
I came third. I think that was in 2018.
Okay.
Kashigubi.
So that gave you a bit of a taste and a bit of confidence.
Yeah.
To kind of go for it. So tell me, what was it like to get that call from London to say that you were in?
Oh my God. Like I was shocked. I actually like didn't expect to get anywhere with it because I was just like, I was only entering just to see what would happen. Okay. And to actually like hear that I was on it, I was like, actually like I could not believe it.
Where were you when you got the call?
We were at home and actually my mom, she thought it was like a call, like, you know, one of those spam calls kind of like you get from like
Cambodia.
Yeah. So she nearly blocked the number.
Because I don't even answer. Like if it's a number I don't recognise, I won't answer it.
Yeah. But thank God she called them back because it was like Story Vault Films and I was like, oh my God, maybe we should follow on with it. But yeah. Good.
And who travelled over to London with you?
It was me and my parents and my younger brother.
Wow, so you made a family occasion of the whole trip. It must have been incredible. Like, what was it like to be in London as a young budding artist, to be around other like-minded people? Were you nervous or how did it make you feel?
Yeah, I was really nervous because I was kind of there with like professional artists as well, so it was a bit intimidating. But it was really cool in the end. Like, I ended up kind of, like, being really inspired.
Oh, wow, okay.
Yeah, so it was a really good experience.
And it's really not it's really not an experience that you're going to get every day, obviously.
Yeah. No.
So, I mean, you just have to throw yourself at it. Yeah. Nerves are not. Like, what kind of feedback from family and friends have you gotten since the show has actually aired?
It was really, really wonderful. Like, everyone is really supportive of, like, just the show and everything I've been doing. And just with my art in general, like, everyone's really lovely about it. And it's just really nice.
In a world where filters and perfection are kind of peddled through social media and pop culture, I found it super interesting to hear that Harriet Walter, who sat for you, was interested to see who would be brave enough to capture her age the best. And one UK artist blog that I found online stated that they thought it was you. Yeah. Although, ironically enough, you were the youngest participant, that they felt you achieved this the best. So well done. Was that a kind of a hard thing for you to do?
Yeah, actually, a little bit. And now looking back on it, I'm like, how did I do that?
Okay.
I think I was just drawing what I saw, really. And it was just like, in the end, like, that's just what I was doing.
Do you think sometimes with portraits, maybe people try to do not a better version, but a more filtered version?
Yeah, like a flattering.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think definitely, like, that is kind of like something to consider.
Okay.
And
it's
kind of refreshing.
It's refreshing that, I mean, why shouldn't we embrace the aging process? It's beautiful in itself. So
yeah, because like I don't necessarily think like aging is an ugly thing, and I was just like
that came across.
Yeah, and I was just like, she's a lovely woman, and I was just like, why not?
So who else sat for your episode?
Len Goodman was there, and Tiny Tempa.
Wow.
They were the sitters.
I'm always interested watching it. Like, does it get hard if you're the artist and, like, as time passes, they're starting to shift in their seat? Or is that a problem for you?
Some of the artists actually definitely found that Tiny Tempo was, like, moving a lot. Because he had, like, his AirPods in and he was, like, bopping around. And they were like, he's moving a lot.
Oh,
but I was working from a photo, so I found it, like, a bit more okay. But I can only imagine what they were going through.
So do they give you a photo of the person as well? Or
no, I had my phone with me, so I just took a photo of her. Yeah, because people do that and you're allowed to do that. So I just took a photo of her so I could, like, zoom in. Okay. And get like her face and everything. So it's like.
And how long are you doing the piece?
Yeah, we were given 4 hours.
Okay.
And it was kind of broken up a little bit because they'd be interviewing you as well.
Okay. Did that throw you off a bit when they come around with a big, huge camera in your face? It's very surreal, I'm sure.
Yeah. No, and they had like the cameras and everything. They were like huge, and like I was just like, oh my god, I was a bit spooked.
Okay.
But it was all right. Like in the end, it was like really amazing. It was a bit, it did throw me off a little bit though, like when everyone was kind of sitting around me.
Okay, yeah.
You know? Yeah.
Because I suppose if you're creating pieces yourself at home, you're on your own.
Yeah.
So it's a very strange environment
to be in. It was weird to have like an audience kind of behind me because there was like a little group.
And you know the way they walk around and they chat, like can you hear them kind of critique mid piece?
I think they kind of stand enough, like the judges and everything, they stand far enough back that you can't exactly hear what they're saying.
Good.
Like when you're doing it, they're like, nice too.
And you kind of do need that encouragement,
yeah,
I suppose.
You do. Because like, I remember I was like really nervous because I was worried I wouldn't get it done. Because 4 hours isn't like a lot of time.
Okay.
Compared to like what I would usually take.
And, you know, in the style that you drew with the markers, had you come across other contestants doing that before, or did everyone have a different discipline that was there on the day for your episode?
I didn't see anyone on the show before that used the markers that I was using.
Okay.
I actually know in a different heat someone was using like glass and he was using similar kind of markers, and it was really interesting. But everyone does have like a different style of art. Even with all the people that used oils, like all their portraits were different.
So different, yeah. Yeah. Okay.
So they'd use like all different colour palettes and everything, and it was really interesting.
Okay, wow. What is your intention to kind of, like when you finish school, would you like to study art further?
Ideally, yeah. Like that's kind of like what I would love to do, like go to art college and kind of like expand on it more because it's like the thing I love the most.
And you have such a natural talent for it now, I think.
Thank you.
Yeah,
I think, like ideally that's what I would like to do because like that's like following my dreams kind
absolutely
of. Yeah,
and even the fact you said you're going to enter again,
yeah.
And will you do the portrait one again?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't really do landscapes, but like they're really interesting to watch, so
Yeah, it's such a good show, isn't it?
Yeah.
And I think it's great that it's provided a platform. There was another Irish girl on it maybe last year or the year before as well. And I think it's lovely that it's opening kind of the opportunities to people as well.
Yeah, no, it's amazing. And it's lovely that they like have Irish people on it and everything. Hetty Lawler, she was on it last year. She won the Texaco art competition actually the same year I did.
No way.
Yeah, wow. She won the whole thing, and like, she's amazing.
And did you make any connections over there? Like, did you get to talk during or after the filming with the other contestants?
Oh yeah, yeah. You could talk to them like before, during and after. So it was like lovely. And there was Irish people in my heat as well, like Neil O'Driscoll. He was shortlisted.
Okay.
And yeah, it was a really lovely talk to everyone because they were all like really nice.
And it must be lovely to be surrounded by like-minded people as
yeah,
well.
Yeah, yeah. And they were like just talking about art and I was like just...
In your element.
Yeah.
How many people on your episode were non-professional? Was there a mix?
It was just me and another woman.
Wow.
Yeah. So it was a little bit intimidating since everyone else is professional.
But isn't it incredible that, you know, it doesn't really matter
yeah.
whether you're professional or not. At the yeah. end of the day, it's what you create.
Yeah.
That's amazing. I love your Instagram account. I was having a look at it over the weekend and it really gives people a good insight into your style of art. There are some really great pieces on there that I was drawn to personally. Have you sold any of your art yet?
Yeah, actually, people sometimes come to me for like commissions wow. and things like that. And I think I have sold a few of them recently, so I kind of just do them on my Instagram.
Okay.
So people can contact me on my Instagram. I should probably be a little bit more like organized with it, but
you're so young and yeah. like even at your age, I think it's incredible. It's very inspiring that you have been driven enough to enter something like the Sky show that you're, you know, so passionate about, and that you've come back and it's given you a taste for more, and that you have, I definitely at your age didn't have the wherewithal to have an Instagram account to show the world my art. And I think there's great bravery in that as well, you know, that you are willing to share what you do because it's so unique and so brilliant, I think.
Thank
as
you
well
so much.
It's amazing. And I think, you know, we're in a time where we meet lots of people who are caught up in using their Instagram to project, you know, this perfect filtered life, and you're just kind of bearing it all. You're putting your art out there. It's raw, it's honest, it's incredible. And keep it up, because it is very inspiring for other people to look at, no matter what age they are. So Jean, what advice would you give to anyone out there passionate about following a career path in art, especially maybe some younger kids who might be listening that look up to you, I guess?
Definitely to not be afraid to do it, because I feel like people are kind of afraid to go into an art kind of career, if okay. you know what I mean, because they're worried it might not be like as successful as maybe a science thing.
Okay.
Because that is something I have, like, even like myself, like I wanted to go with science, I wanted to go with art.
Okay.
But definitely to like go for it.
That's interesting. Yeah. We had Gemma Sugru on speaking about music as a career in a previous episode in the series. And I thought it was very interesting that, you know, we got to discuss that there are certain maybe mediums and paths that back when I was in school were not kind of encouraged. You know, they were encouraged as a hobby, but not as something that you could do yeah. for a living.
Yeah.
And I think those days have changed a bit. I know, look, we all have to make a wage and have responsibilities from a certain age. But yeah, I think it's really interesting to hear that, you know, from doing the series, the one thing I've learned is that the people who are the most passionate about what they do, they make it happen anyway.
Yeah, and we need like creative people anyway everywhere.
Absolutely.
Like we need it, and like I hear that everywhere, even like okay. you need people that are creative, because like
and
what ideas.
Cork is kind of known for that, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, you even see like colour all over the city, and it's like yeah. amazing, and I just love the way it's like just yeah. displayed.
So true. So you're in school in the city and you're in Bruce
yeah.
and we wish you the best of luck with the rest
Thank
of
you.
School. I can't wait to hear what you do next, and we'll be following you on Instagram. What's your Instagram handle if anyone wants to have a look?
Oh yeah, it's Jean O'Riordan _art. So it's just my name and then underscore it.
Brilliant, Jean. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
Pablo Picasso famously once said that every child is an artist. The problem is how to remain an artist once we grow up. Mm. And I just think that's like, I just think that's everything there. And I really hope that you stay on the path because you have a really unique talent.
Thank you.
we're very excited for you.
Thank you so much.
So we wish you every success with your bright future ahead and we will be following all of your work. So check Jean out on Instagram, Jean O'Riordan. Thanks for joining us
today, Jean. Thank you so much.
So you can catch this and all of our other episodes over on redextra.ie. Thank you to Killian Pettit on production and all of our Red FM family here for housing our little podcast. We will see you next time.
Thanks for listening to this Red FM podcast. Don't forget to subscribe and check out redextra.ie for more great Red FM content.